It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, April the 16th, 2015. We're going to pray today. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We're praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we are in a critical situation in America. And we, the church, need to awaken, as the Superior Court judge warned the church yesterday on BPN. Good to have you listening in. And we're praying today, because we know that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And I have some important things to share with you today, very important things. And so, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we just pray the will of God be done here on BPN on this Thursday. And we want to welcome churches all across America and around the world, And so we now have 60 nations that are praying with us. And I want to welcome all of these nations today, all around the world. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said that my house should be called the house of prayer, quoting the prophet. And a house of prayer for all nations. And so we are praying for revival in America, but we're also praying for the nations of the world. And we speak a blessing upon these nations that are praying with us: the United States, the United Kingdom, Brazil, Germany, Canada, France, China, Italy, South Africa, Malaysia, Australia, Portugal, Belgium, Russian Federation, India, Hong Kong, Philippines, Mexico, Spain, Netherlands, Indonesia, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Turkey, Pakistan, Guatemala, Bahamas, Venezuela, Argentina, Poland, Uganda, South Korea, Honduras, Jamaica, Colombia, Chile, Dominica, Paraguay, Suriname, and Cape Verde and Cote d'Ivoire. That sounds French to me. Burkina Faso, Norway, Switzerland, Croatia, Serbia, Greece, Romania, Moldova, Burundi, Lebanon, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Mauritius, Nepal, Thailand, and Singapore. Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a tremendous honor to have nations around the world. We know there's 220 nations around the world, and we now have 60 nations that are praying with us. We want to welcome you here on BPN Radio. You know, it's amazing that in the month of March, we had the most listened to country, of course, was the USA, followed by the United Kingdom. Then Turkey was in third place of listeners in the month of March on BPN Radio. Canada fourth, Germany fifth, Japan sixth, Australia seventh, and then India and Italy tied for eighth place. And the amazing thing is that that we had 49,000 hits on our website in March, bpnradio.com. And the amazing thing is that most people are listening between 8 and 12 in the morning, strangely between midnight and 1 a.m. in the morning. So just a few statistics that might be very interesting. I think one of the interesting things is that we have some nations that you would not really suspect to be praying with us, like Kuwait, Qatar, Lebanon, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Kazakhstan, Oman, Bangladesh, all praying with us, nations that you would maybe not suspect. And so we are so thankful to have you listening here. And we also have a wonderful report that we now have a total of 995 churches that are praying with us across America, different nations of the world. And we have a total of 705 cities. And my vision is to have 1,000 points of light. And I'm gonna play my vision again. I played it yesterday, but I think it is well worth playing again, because years ago, the Lord gave me a vision of 1,000 points of light in America, 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and now 1,000 prayer centers. And the Holy Spirit has really placed in my heart this passion, this vision to have 1,000 prayer centers. In other words, 1,000 prayer groups meeting at a specific place. We know that Jesus had a certain time and a certain place to meet. And a prayer center is a prayer group that has a certain time and a certain place to meet. And we know the examples are found, of course, in the book of Acts. Jesus told the people to go to the upper room and there prayed. So they had a group prayer meeting. The upper room was the prayer center. And we know throughout the book of Acts that happened. Peter and John, Acts chapter 3, going to a place of prayer at 9 o'clock in the morning, a certain time and a certain place. We know that in Acts chapter 15, Peter was in prison. They were having a home prayer group meeting there at Mary's house in a certain place. So that was a prayer group meeting at a prayer center, which was Mary's house. So I want to encourage you that are listening today here on BPN Radio to either be a part of a prayer group or lead a prayer group. If you're leading a prayer group or if you're part of a prayer group, I need your help, because I believe that God has spoken to me. I have a mandate. I have a mandate to have 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer groups meeting in 1,000 prayer centers. So I want to play my I want to play my vision today, including Ronald Reagan's words to America, and which I think are very appropriate. And I started sharing this vision several years ago, but it's just like it was. It happened today. So I want you to listen very closely. It's only 3 or 4 minutes long, and then we're going to pray, and I'm going to share with you some very important information. Listen to the words of Ronald Reagan.
Freedom prospers only where the blessings of God are avidly sought and humbly accepted. The American experiment in democracy rests on this insight. If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
It's time to pray for change.
For 45 years, Dale Gentry has been sharing God's message and the love of Jesus Christ. He has been a consistent voice of prayer and prophecy for our nation and many others since 1985. Dale has received a very specific mandate from God to mobilize America to pray.
I have a dream. I have a dream that one day America will turn back to Jehovah God, the God of our forefathers. I have a dream that one day there will be a national repentance with people all across the land asking Jesus to forgive them. I have a dream that pastors will call for a spiritual cleansing in their congregations. I have a dream that one day moral issues will become more important than social or economic issues. I have a dream that one day prayer will be restored in our schools, and that young people will rise out of obscurity to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. I have a dream that one day people of all races will lay aside their differences and work together to impact every area of society in this nation. I have a dream that 1,000 points of light will shine from a network of churches, homes, cities, communities, capitals, campuses, businesses, calling for another spiritual awakening in America. I have a dream that there will be 1 million people praying daily until there is a major revival in every major city. Will you join me in this dream?
More than ever, your nation needs your prayers. Our goal is to mobilize 1 million individuals in prayer by establishing 1,000 points of prayer. Whether it be churches, organizations, or communities, visit letsprayamerica.com to sign up as an individual or organization and join Dale Gentry as one of the 1,000 points of light. Let's pray, America.
Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me? That vision was videoed and recorded several years ago, and yet it's as it was for today. I believe it was even a prophecy, because at that point, I did not realize that the Holy Spirit was calling me to gather 1,000 prayer groups who would meet in a central location, a prayer center. And so at that point, God was calling me to gather 1,000 points of prayer, 1,000 lights. And I believe that was 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups or prayer centers. And the Holy Spirit told me to mobilize. And mobilize means to prepare and organize for active service, to organize and encourage people to act in a concerted way in order to bring about a particular objective. And that is what I'm desiring to do. As a prayer leader, since 1967, is a man that's been praying since 1966, and is a prayer and prophetic voice across this nation and other nations of the world since 1985, now for 30 years. And I'm encouraging you to participate with me. And all you have to do is go to my website, and that is bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And if you will go there, you can go down and you can sign up to be a prayer leader or have a prayer group. And so I'm on that website right now, 1000 BPN Prayer Centers. I'm going to click to register, and there it is. Lead prayer once a week in your city. Include BPN prayer list sent to you each Monday morning. And then send us a weekly report of the results of your prayer time. That's all you have to do. Fill out the Prayer Center application. And if accepted, you'll be officially recognized as a BPN Prayer Center, which we will be sending out a list of the BPN Prayer Centers on a weekly basis. There is no charge. And all you have to do is indicate if you're a private prayer group or a public prayer group. And if you're having a prayer service in your church, you're not the pastor, then we need a confirmation from your pastor. It's a pretty short application, and then just indicate what type of where your prayer meeting is going to be. If it's going to be in a church, a campus, a hotel room, a gym, a home, storefront, a business place. The other day, someone started meeting in a funeral home with a prayer. So wherever your prayer meeting is, you can list it as public or private. If it's public, you're inviting people to come. If it's private, you just have your own prayer group, and the public is not invited, but you are praying. So the power of corporate prayer. And upon request, I will send you some information about leading a prayer group if you would like to get started. And I've been training and teaching, exhorting people since 1985. For 5 years, Gene and I went across America and teaching churches how to do corporate prayer. So I've been leading prayer for a long time. If you want to contact me, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. I'll send you some information. And so we're going to pray. We're going to, as a nation, we're going to set our face to seek the Lord. We're going to call upon His name, because I believe that prayer is the key. And so here's Godfrey Bertle, and he's going to sing about setting our face to seek the Lord. That's exactly what we're going to do. And then we'll be back to talk to our prayer coordinator, our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. Here's Godfrey Bertle.
gather, the pleasure, reward, a protector, inspire, provider, my portion forever.
Okay, it's good to have with us here in the studio today on BPN Radio, the young lady that is National Prayer Coordinator for Breakout Prayer Network. Her name is Cheryl Ortiz. And Cheryl, it's good to have you here on the broadcast today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
How long have you been working here with Breakout Prayer Network?
I have been actually working for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in August. We've been posting the prayers and sending out the daily prayers.
Okay, and so every night you post the prayer that I send to you for the next day. And there's a lot of people want to know if I actually say the prayer or somebody else does that. But I do it, don't I?
Yes, you do.
So I just asked the Holy Spirit, what would you have me to lead people in prayer? And so I send out a prayer each night to Cheryl, and then I send it to her, then she sends it out to, I don't know how many thousands of people, probably between 7,000 and 10,000 people are able to have access to this prayer. So we don't know how many is praying with us, but we know there's a lot. And I just appreciate your faithfulness to send this prayer out 7 nights a week. And I know that's quite a commitment. Every once in a while you'll take a vacation, somebody will fill in for you. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate your faithfulness. And how did you start working with Breakout Prayer Network, Gene and I? How did that happen?
I always knew from the many, many years when you would come and minister to our churches that there was a spiritual prayer connection somehow, whether you even knew it or not at the time, but I knew there was something. And you were needing someone to start posting the prayers on Facebook and getting those out. And I believe I was suggested to you by someone, and we decided to give it a try, and the rest is history. I've been doing it every night since then.
Okay, and of course you've been very faithful in doing that. And then when I started broadcasting here on BPN Radio, you accepted the position of our National Prayer Coordinator, and What all do you do now?
I spend several hours in prayer myself, and I take care of some admin work. I run reports to find out what cities are praying with us, what churches. I'm working myself trying to enlist more people to pray, to help enlarge the prayer ministry, and to establish the 1,000 prayer centers that we're reaching for, and just sending out prayer requests to the national prayer team. We've got that organized. We have prayer requests coming in sometimes on a daily basis, and we send that out to our national prayer team so that they can pray over these requests as well.
Well, I really appreciate the work you're doing there. And if somebody would like to be a part of the national prayer team and helping you pray, how can they enlist in that?
There is a place on the bpnradio.com website where they can click on the icon that will take them to a form they can fill out to be a part of the national prayer team, and that will come directly to me, and I will get them added to the list, and they'll start receiving the prayer requests.
Okay, that's great. And if anybody wants to send a prayer request, they can do that by just an email. They don't even have to go to bpnradio.com, do they? They can just send you an email?
Right. They can send one to bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com.
Okay. And bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. And, of course, you know, we are enlisting 1,000 prayer centers here on BPN Radio, and we just are believing that we're going to have 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders, and there's not much requirement. You just you have a public or private prayer meeting. And so I know that you're helping us put all of this together. I really appreciate your faithfulness. I know that you're a woman of prayer. And I know that you have left a job that you've been there for a long time, and come to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network just by faith, right? Just believe in God.
Yes, God had been dealing with me for quite some time about a prayer ministry, and I didn't know exactly how that was going to work because prayer is in my heart. And when the invitation came, I knew that it was something I needed to pray about and talk to my husband about, but yet in the depths of my heart, I knew my answer because I knew that that's where God was leading me.
Well, I know that you have certainly taken a faith step, and I know that God is going to honor that faith. If there's anybody out there listening that would like to support Cheryl Ortiz, you can just make a check to Breakout Prayer Network, and you can just put that her name at the bottom, and we will make sure that that contribution gets to her here on BPN. So, Cheryl, we appreciate your work and all that you're doing at Breakout Prayer Network, putting out the daily prayers and helping coordinate the prayer team. And serving with us, partnering with us to see revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we just appreciate all that you're doing.
Thank you. I know that there are great days ahead for our nation and for this ministry. I know that God's got a good plan and he's working and there are good things in store, and I'm honored to be a part.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cheryl Ortiz, National Prayer Coordinator, here at Breakout Prayer Network for BPN Radio. Well, it's good to have you listen to BPN Radio today. Appreciate Cheryl Ortiz, our National Prayer Coordinator here on BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, being with us today. And I appreciate all of my team members that are working with me. And just want to remind you, listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time. You cannot miss me. You cannot say, well, I miss praying with Dale Gentry today. I'm praying here on internet radio at any time of the day or night. So I don't know what time you're listening to me, but I'm here to tell you that prayer is a key. And the highest call in all the world is the call to pray. And so I'm praying here today. If you'd like to give a financial contribution to this broadcast to help us, because this broadcast is supported by our listeners, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can go down to the bottom of the page and you can click on the donate button, and you can use your PayPal, you can use your debit card, credit card, write us a check, and your gifts are tax deductible. So thankful to have you listening, and I appreciate your loyal financial support to help us fulfill what God has given us, the mandate to enlist, mobilize 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups who meets at a particular place. I want to encourage you, if you will, to be a part of the BPN Prayer Network, the Breakout Prayer Network. And you can do that by going to BPN Radio, and there is a place you just click on the prayer centers and fill out the short application, and you can be a prayer leader leading a prayer group. I'll send you out a prayer request every week. You'll be listed as a part of the 1,000 prayer centers as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So I want you to help me pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I set myself in agreement with those who are praying with me today, calling on the name of the Lord concerning revival in America, another spiritual awakening, a revival from coast to coast and shore to shore, from the White House to the least house, from the White House to every house, from our nation's capital all the way to the north, south, east, and west. And Lord, we call for a spiritual awakening that will break out in the streets of our nation, a demonstration of your power, your glory, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is with us, and we cry out for it today. You said in your word, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And so we cry out today for another spiritual awakening, that our nation will awaken to you, Jehovah God, and they will turn, millions of people will turn to Jesus Christ, accepting him as their Lord and Savior, turning away from death, the death road that they're on, and turning back to you, O God. The backsliders will come home. And people that have been embittered by life, they feel hopeless and helpless, they will turn to Jesus. And there will be revival. There will be revivals that will break out in homes and neighborhoods and families. Revivals that will break out in city halls and in storefronts and businesses and Capitol buildings and on high school and college campuses. Everywhere in crack houses, there will be revival, and people will be delivered of their drug addictions right there in the crack houses. And they will go out on the streets, and they will bring their friends and those that are walking down the street looking for another fix. And God will begin to minister, and the Holy Ghost will come. They will be saved, and they will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And there will be those that we'll come out of obscurity. No names. We declare in Jesus' name, they will come out of obscurity. No names. And they will know very little scripture, but someone will put a Bible in their hand and they will begin to preach. They will begin to share their testimony as it was in the days of Acts, where they preached and they testified. And people will begin to share their testimony of what Jesus has done for them. And friends and those about them will begin to turn to Jesus, and revival will break out of the streets of our nation and will spill over into our churches. The doors of churches will be opened, and nobody will care about the doctrine or will care about what is going on there. The name over the door, they will just need a place to come and pray and preach and prophesy and be baptized in water and be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And then they will go back out on the streets. They will start churches. They will start prayer groups. They will gather people. And so in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, for revival in 1,000 cities. We pray for revival in this nation, O God. Kibrishe merotu. You are a great God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God, and you're able to do all things. You are a great God. Ikuribate menaserebriite sikete eribu. And we bless you today and honor you today, O God, in Jesus' name, as we call for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. Would you help me pray right now? Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's pray. Work your deliverance in this nation, oh God, we pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need you. Come and work your deliverance in America. In the name of Jesus, we cry out today. Lord, there's so many people that are bound by sin, bound by addictions. They are bound by the powers of darkness. Lord, this nation needs you, oh God. And we pray today for those that need deliverance. We pray for Terry. We pray for Clint. We pray for those that have sent in requests in Jesus' name. Lord, for healing, we pray for Lyle today in the name of Jesus, who needs a miracle. And we pray for every need that is represented here on BPN. We pray for those today that are bound by prescription drugs, and you don't feel good when you're on the medication, and you don't feel good when you're off the medication. You're in pain, and so it's a lose-lose situation. I pray for you right now. Ask God to heal you and touch you. I pray for a miracle in your life, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So we take authority over all addictions to drugs, pornography, all addictions to prescription drugs, all addictions that America has to different substances. In Jesus' name, alcohol addictions. A man that is a friend of mine who works in the ministry of deliverance, he says the greatest problem among Christian leaders today is alcohol. So many Christian leaders start out drinking a little wine here and there, and soon they become alcoholics. He said the greatest problem, he's having to pray for them and ask God to deliver them. So in Jesus' name, we ask that you deliver us, O God, from our drunkenness. May we not be drunk on wine or alcohol, where is excess, but may we be drunk on the Holy Ghost. May we be drunk upon the things of the Spirit of God, like they were on the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up and said, "This is not what you suppose it is. It's only morning time." But he said, "This is that was spoken of the prophet Joel." And these men were evidently, and women were, drunk on the Holy Ghost, intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. You say, well, that sounds really radical. It is radical, but it's time for radical days. Normal has passed. Neutrality has passed. Straddling the fence has passed. In Jesus' name, it's time for a radical experience with God. So many people say they know God, but they don't know God. And they're lost without God. They claim to be a Christian, but they've never had an encounter with Jesus. They've never had an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You say, well, you're preaching. It's a prayer service. No, I'm getting excited about the things of God. And I declare in Jesus' name that at this very moment that you can have an encounter with God. In Jesus' name, you can have an encounter with God. Just lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with your precious power. Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. And then you can just receive a prayer language. And I know that some people are saying you're going to lose all your listeners if you pray in tongues. No, I won't. People are hungry for God. This is a prayer language that was given by the Holy Ghost to pray in the Spirit and to pray in tongues. Paul said, I'm going to pray with my understanding. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. I'm going to pray in tongues. In Jesus' name. These are radical times, radical days. And people are bored in life. And I am prophesying that people are going to start having encounters with God. Having encounters with God. I'm talking to you now in Jesus' name. I'm talking to those of you that are hungry for God. You're bored with life. You're tired of living average. You're tired of just being a nobody. You're tired of being neutral. You're tired of just going through life. In Jesus' name, I'm talking to you. I declare in the name of the Lord, if you'll just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you right now, He will do it. He will do it. And you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost. What was the message of the early church? To know Jesus. And second of all, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And people in the book of Acts, some people did not even know what the Holy Ghost was, but they received it. And I just declare, you can receive the Holy Spirit now. You don't have to understand everything about it. Just say, Lord, I desire to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And then just begin to thank Him. Open your mouth, and out of your belly, not out of your brain, but out of your belly, there will be a prayer language that will break forth. And so in Jesus' name, be baptized in the Holy Ghost so you can pray in the Spirit. Be overflowing. This is your time. Receive it now. Thank you so much for being a part of BPN Radio. I'm delighted to have you listening here on this Thursday. This Thursday, as we pray and seek God, the hour of power. Jesus said, could you not tarry 1 hour? I've come to tell you that God has a wonderful plan for your life. He does. He has a wonderful plan. I declare that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can start what God says you can start. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can preach where God says you can preach. You can teach where God says you can teach. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you. I pray for you right now. I'm praying the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And you must understand that you can have a personal revival. You don't have to wait for a church to call for a revival meeting, or you don't have to just go someplace where they're having a revival, although there's nothing wrong with that. It's very good. But you can have a personal revival. It happened to me. It happened to me in February of 1966. I was so empty, had a good job, lived in a nice home, had a beautiful wife, 2-year-old son, and I should have been so full, but I went to work one morning. And on my way to work, there was just an empty hole inside of me, not a physical hole, but I know now it was a spiritual hole. And I just said, Lord, what can you do for me? And the Holy Spirit spoke right back to me early in the morning and said, son, if you give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. And I got up the next morning. I began to give God the first hour of my day, not knowing how I was going to pray for an hour, but waiting there in His presence and praying like I knew to pray. And soon I just began to have an encounter with God. That's all I can say. Just had an incredible encounter with God. And the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. And I began to have a hunger and a thirst for God. There's 3 levels of prayer: the desire level, the discipline level, the delight level. And if you desire more of God, if you're hungry for God, thirsty for God, then you just tell Him, I'm hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. And just begin to pray. Go into the secret place and find you a room and close the door and begin to pray. And you just pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. You just find Matthew chapter 6, and you read that 6 faith declaration outline. 3 focus on God and 3 focus on you. You follow the outline, and then you pray in between the lines, and you take your Bible and your pen or your pencil, nothing else, into the place of prayer, and you read the Bible and you pray and you talk to God and you listen, because he might say something to you. And you may say, well, what if he doesn't? But I say, what if he does? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And soon, something incredible will begin to happen in your life. And so I just encourage you today, here on BPN Radio, to find you a place to pray each morning. We know there is private prayer and there's corporate prayer. So private prayer is for the individual to go into their prayer closet, into their prayer room, close the door, and begin to pray. And I just like to pray this way. Lord, I just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you're my Father and I'm your Son. I ask you to forgive me whatever's on my life that is not pleasing or acceptable unto you. I ask you, O God, to heal, forgive me my sins as I forgive those who have sinned against me. I repent of my sins, and I repent for the sins of my nation. And I pray, O God, that you would lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. And then I say, I'm going to put on my helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watching for the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost, that's from Ephesians chapter 6. And then I begin to pray the hedge of protection about me and my family. Throughout this day and night and morning, I begin to call the members of my family by name, and I ask God to protect us and our stuff. I ask God to protect my nation. I ask God to protect my president, my vice president. I ask God to protect my governor. I ask God to protect those in authority. And then I begin to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in my wife and I, Jean and I, and the will of God be done in my children, my grandchildren. The will of God be done in my spiritual kids and grandkids. And the will of God be done in my church and my nation. The will of God be done. And then I take time to pray for individual needs, people that I'm praying for on my daily prayer list. And I begin to intercede for them and for revival, spiritual awakening in America. I spend time in thanksgiving, expressing my gratitude to God for all of the many, many blessings that he's given to me and my family. I get on my knees and ask God to create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. That's the prayer of David. And then I sit down and I talk to the Holy Spirit with my Bible open. Sometimes I read scriptures. Sometimes I pray scriptures. And I talk to God and he talks to me. So I pray for you right now that you will develop a prayer life, a private prayer life. And then, of course, I believe in God today for corporate prayer groups all over America. 1,000 prayer groups, 1,000 prayer centers with a prayer leader in 1,000 cities. Would you go to BPN Radio at this very moment? And would you sign up your prayer group? If you're already praying, would you sign up and put the name of the city, and the location of the prayer group? If it's a public prayer meeting, you can put the name of the church or the public place. If it's a private prayer meeting, you're meeting privately in a neighborhood or your business, and it's not, the public's not invited, but you're having weekly prayer, that I want you to put then you can put private, and then put the name of the prayer leader. If you're the prayer leader and if someone else is the prayer leader, you put the prayer leader. If it's in the if the prayer is in the church, of course we need confirmation from your pastor that you have been approved to lead prayer in your church building. And so I want you to join me. And I'm just believing. I'm believing for 1,000 prayer groups, 1,000 prayer centers. So it's a group of people meeting in a central place on a weekly or daily basis, at least a weekly basis. So go to bpnradio.com, 1,000. Click on the box. This is 1,000 prayer centers. And fill out that form. Submit it. And then we will list you as a part of the 1,000 BPN prayer network. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. So delighted to have had you today. I'm going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN. Have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.